Memory is everything. Amnesia is like a death. This Tuesday, I lost a very dear uncle, my dad's only surviving brother. My uncle was 83 years old. He was the primary caregiver of his wife, who suffers from dementia. It is truly tragic because almost after 50 years of marriage, my aunt's memory is scant. Without dementia, her awareness and grief of her husband's death would be totally different. But now, she does not even remember, and her memory is failing. It is true, she's alive, but without memory, everything has become nothing. Folks, we Catholics are a people of memory. I would not be exaggerating when I say we are what we remember. We began this Mass by recalling the account of Jesus' entry into Jerusalem. However, we did not merely read the story, but we relived it, just like the people in Jerusalem with palm branches. We processed welcoming Christ into our midst. It is a remembering by doing. Again, as we celebrate this Eucharist, we remember the Last Supper and Jesus' self-sacrifice for our redemption. But the Mass is a remembering by doing. We don't just gather here and read about it. We actualize what Jesus did. We remember by doing, and we do it in remembrance of Him. One of the banes of communication technology today is that it has taken over the role of human memory. There was a time, and tell me if this is true, when we would mentally remember phone numbers, yes, and names, and passwords, and birthdays, and anniversaries. And today, an external gadget has taken over our memory. But it's doing great damage for our capacity to remember. But let us remember that without memory, everything becomes nothing. I believe something similar has happened to Christianity. We have allowed the memory of the events of our salvation to be taken over by cultural expressions of these events. There is a reason, isn't it, that children know Santa Claus more than Jesus? There is a reason that the Easter Bunny wields more power than the risen Christ. But the more we Christians do not remember by doing, the more we lose our collective memory, not just individual memory, but the collective memory of a community. Without memory, everything becomes nothing. Today is Palm Sunday and we are entering Holy Week, and I'm making a plea. If your intention is that the next time you are in church will be for Easter, may I please ask you to rethink? If your children have never been to the Holy Week liturgies, may I please ask you to rethink Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then Easter. They are one seamless story. It's one seamless story. This Holy Week, as individuals, as a family, please let us remember. Let us remember by doing, because without memory, everything becomes nothing.